Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Welcome to the Life Group episode. Today we're going to be talking about lots of things, including Jackie Hill Perry's new album. She went repents like 15 times and I was like, I'm repenting right now. Christian music we're loving right now.
You took away my shame and you nailed it to the cross.
Who we'd have on the Christian Traitors?
Girls Gone Bible.
Yeah.
They would be so funny.
Christian people you should be following on social media right now.
I love leadership and I just love like learning from people that are just older than me.
So keep watching. Hello and welcome to The Small Group. This is a new part of the Ribs and Knits podcast where we gather some gals to talk about what we're into right now, what's trending, what we're looking at, what we're watching, but things that are more in the light than out of the light. So it's going to be a super cute time. I've got some of my friends with me today. We've got Xenia, we've got Tiggy, we've got Lydia. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hey guys, I'm Xenia. I live in North London. I do Christian content creation thingies. I also preach now, which is like quite a new thing.
But we all get to hear her preach at Focus?
Yeah, yeah. You're
so good.
That was a good time, wasn't it?
So
that's
good.
Preach of the whole of Focus.
No.
Whoa. Whoa.
I would actually, that's why you're high praise. Yeah. I'm now a student.
Yeah.
Just living in London.
Yeah.
As you should. Kind of just chilling.
Yeah.
Just getting to know Jesus more every day.
Yeah. I'm Lydia. I am also a student, and I'm studying medical sciences. Got such a heart for health,
yeah.
And I feel like God cares about our health. Mm. God cares about how we're doing every day, and I think that's important. And I love Jesus.
So good. So, and I'm Emily, and I run the Ribs and Knits podcast, and I also do fashion and social media on social media. Super fun. What is one thing you've bought or you want to buy for your autumn wardrobe that's like in right now?
Guys, you know what I really want? You know those like leather bomber jackets that people wear? It's like an oversized like leather jacket, but it looks bomber. I really want one. I feel like that's giving like it's warm enough, but it's not like gonna keep you freezing.
Yeah.
It's perfect for like September, October time. Like January, February, don't know about that. But for right now, I really want one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Maybe brown.
Yeah,
you can I've never seen someone with like a brown like bomber jacket, like those leather ones.
Yeah.
It would finish the outfit off perfectly.
Yeah, it would look so good.
And it'll be different.
And we're different, and she lives and to be different. Have you guys got anything on your wish list or you've bought?
I'm saying just like these micro skirts with jeans underneath, not on their own.
I love when people layer.
Yeah,
when they layer like dresses and trousers. Yeah. Oh, that's sick.
And then the Cezanne cardigans, which you're just a queen of, Emily. And also, just Adidas like tracksuit bottoms.
Yes. Big wide ones.
Yes.
The thing people do wrong is they buy the like straight leg ones, thinking they're the wide leg ones. And you're like, oh, it's like, oh, what's it called? Skinny. It looks like Lazy Town. It looks like you're like a character from Lazy Town when you
love Lazy Town though. Not Sporticus.
It's Sporticus. So Tiggy wants to look like Sporticus this year.
Yes. Yes. White.
Blue.
What do you want?
I used to be a hater. Okay. About this, ooh, but now I'm influenced. The trench coat buttoned up to the top.
Yes.
The little short.
I see that for you.
The cropped short one.
A crop one.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Yeah. I saw like a Gina tree coat one.
Yes.
And they're so nice.
They're so,
so nice. But yeah, just like you though, I don't think you could wear it for January or February.
No.
But
yeah. You have to wear like you could wear a thermal under it.
Yeah, layer up.
The best thing that I did last year was start wearing thermals under my clothes.
Yeah. Mm.
So that I could wear my like I could wear this outfit and not have to wear like a big fat jacket because I want to wear this cute look. Because I feel like my jackets always cover my outfits. But when you wear a thermal, you're basically wearing a sleeping bag under your clothes.
You get layered up.
And it was, I was sometimes hot. It would be a freezing cold day and everyone's like, oh, I'm so cold. And I'd be like,
I'm sweating.
Like, I'd be bright red and sweating. And it was like, because I was thermaled. I'd like have to strip down in the cold. But
yeah,
thermals are the best thing to buy.
Yeah.
Because then you get to keep wearing your clothes out.
Maybe that's what we need to get.
Would you like arrive to church and then have to go in the toilet and then take your thermals off?
Yeah, that happened a few times. Like, you know when you're jumping in worship?
Yeah, then you're in the thermal.
You can feel the thermal. You're like, oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I kind of got in a routine that I would get to church, remove the thermals, go into worship, and then at the end, once I've cooled off, then I'll put the thermals back on before I go outside again.
Yes, good.
Because it gets warm in our church.
Yeah, just saying.
We're now going to go on to our thing called the happening list, where we talk about what's happening in the Christian world, any collabs that's happening, new TV shows happening. And I thought I'd start off with something fun. So there's this thing called The Traitors, which is not a Christian show, obviously. But I thought, imagine we could do... Do you guys know what The Traitors is?
Yeah. So like, is that Mafia, right?
It's like Mafia, but it's on a TV show. So someone in the room is killing everyone off.
Ooh,
and
not for real.
And you have to work out, and at the in each episode, they vote someone off and be like, I assume you're the Mafia. They don't get to know if that person... I think they don't get to... Oh, they get to know if that person was Mafia or not. And then right at the end, you get up to two people being at the end. One of you might still be the Mafia. One of you might not. And you have to trust each other and say... To see if you get the money or not. If one of you is a Mafia, they win all the money.
Oh my gosh.
So you're up against everyone in the room. So you assume everyone in the room is a Mafia, right?
Yeah.
Who, if we could do Christian celeb Mafia, who would be on your lineup?
First person I put was Emmy Moore.
Yeah.
And then...
She'd be straight to the point.
Yeah, you know, she doesn't put up with anything.
I feel like she'd say the phrase, save not soft, so many times. Be like, I am not the Mafia, I'm save not soft.
Yeah, I just love her. Anthony Philip Mitchell as well.
That would be crazy.
I'd be scared, Lakey.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't want to say it.
I'd be like, I'm going to just vote you on my side.
I'd be like, you are the Mafia and I accept that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Guys, you knew what I said? I said Pippa Gumble. Who's going to vote Pippa Gumble?
Oh my gosh, that is so good.
It's like, no one's going to be like, oh, Pippa Gumble. Or I said Jackie Pullinger. Someone was like, you're the traitor, Jackie Pullinger. Excuse me? How dare you disrespect Jackie Pullinger? Even if she is, how dare you even vote her? Like, no one's going to dare vote Jackie Pullinger. And then my last person was Willie Robertson. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
He does Duck Dynasty in America.
Oh!
And he's just hilarious. Like, imagine him in full camo. Like, I am not the Mafia. Yes, you are, Willie. It's you. They are always, they're going to choose him and everyone's going to know it's him.
That's
but
funny.
He would just be so funny because
he's so funny.
He's like, he literally hunts ducks. He'll be hunting everyone down. I feel like he'll just accuse everyone and it'll be so good.
So funny.
Who did you say, Liz?
Girls Gone Bible.
Yeah.
They would be so funny. They would look at each other's eyes and be like, who do you think it is?
They're like, I would never do that to you.
No.
Yeah. They will cry.
Heartbroken.
A lot. They'll cry in every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackie Hill Perry. That would be funny. She'd be rapping.
Yeah.
If she'll you get... say you're the Mafia, that's it. There's a new album
she'll
coming
then
out.
Mimic to you. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Next album, Mafia. Yeah. That's what it will be called. And then it will be a diss track to every single person in the show.
I wouldn't want to be dissed by Jackie Hill Perry. That'd be crazy.
You know she'll convict you.
So
you were lying about not being the Mafia.
I'm sorry, Jackie.
Yeah. You'd have to admit it was you to her because you'd feel so convicted. Did you have anyone then?
I said a few people. I thought maybe Bryce Crawford. But no. I feel like the reason why he'd be good is he might start off being like, okay, I want to win. But then I feel like he'd want to pass the people halfway through. And then I feel like he would just forget the rules of the game and just be like, okay, I'm here for you. Let's talk about what's really going on.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to bring Jesus into his game. Like, he would. And I just feel like seeing somebody just forsake the game would just be quite funny.
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe like Steph Curry. I don't know, really random. But I was just like, he's giving like good father, like basketball player, determined. I feel like he's someone that I would like watch and be like, oh, it can't be you.
Yeah.
I feel like he would play the game really well. And then I also thought maybe Denzel Washington. Okay. Because I feel like we need to have like the father figure. We need to have the soft one. They're like, oh, like looking after good everything. Morals, good morals. But then it's always those people that end up being the mafia. And
I trusted him.
I'm here for like a good storyline, like a good game.
Yeah.
I'm here for like, I didn't think it would be you, but
I want it to be Pippa. Like, Pippa, it's you.
I'm rooting for her.
Yeah, we're rooting for Pippa this series. Okay, we're pausing this podcast to remind you to like and subscribe wherever you're watching or listening. Remember, we're on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. So make sure you're following along. Talking of Jackie Hill Perry, her new album, Blameless, very good. Mm. She can rap. Mm. I mean, when she preaches, she's basically rapping.
Yeah, facts.
The thing about this album, when she screamed at me, repent, 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 you trust you me, I did. She went repents like 15 times and I was like, I'm repenting right now. I've never felt so pushed to repent in a good way. I hold my hands up, Jackie, and I say, you were right. I needed to repent.
Yeah.
But she, like, the stuff she brings up on this album, it's kind of like a whole album talking to the church about the things we've done wrong, the things we need to admit. Like, she's calling out the church, which I love because someone should.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think right now, a cool thing God's been doing in the last few years is cleaning out his church.
Mm.
And so I really love that Jackie brings things to the light and talks about things that maybe we find it a bit hard to bring up in church. And, like, she talks about really tough subjects in her songs. Her last album, I literally think I know every single word off by heart, and this album I'm sure will be the same for me.
Mm.
But what are your favorite songs? What are we thinking? Favorite parts? Go.
Ooh. Exegesis, that was such a good song. I got so convicted. I literally wrote down the lyrics so I don't forget. But we, Lot's wife, we backspace, we got that MacBook, how that fruit tastes. And I was deep. Like, right.
Get off my phone.
That's crazy. Because am I consuming the word or am I consuming social media?
Because
like the biggest thing I struggle with is like when I wake up, I'm like, oh, I need to check my emails. I need to check my messages.
Yeah.
Mm. But like Jesus is literally waiting me like, oh, I just wanted to wish you
good morning.
Good morning. And you're here going on your phone.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe social media and digital stuff, it might be the forbidden fruit of today.
Yeah.
Generation. I don't know. Hot take. So yeah, really convicting.
It's really good. She's basically just saying, like, is there any fruit coming out of your use of your MacBook or your phone? Like, can you see any fruit?
Yeah.
If not, do you need to change that or get rid of it? Like, some people will probably be like, yeah, I literally use my phone to read the Bible and to talk about Jesus online. And like, some people can probably be like, my phone is not affecting me, but my phone's affecting me.
It's affecting me.
That actually that song actually encouraged me to start making Sundays a Sabbath day from social media. Because I was like, need to take this off.
It's good.
It was good.
Yeah.
What are your favorite songs, girls?
Jesus, cover me under the blood. When this song came up, I was like, is this my Spotify playlist? And I was like, oh wait, she sampled that. I was like,
It made me remember that song again. Yeah. I was playing it literally the whole week.
Yeah.
I'm literally just walking down the street, like, under the blood.
Like, walking around London, like.
No, literally, I've been sending it to everyone, like, guys, listen to this song, because you were instantly, like, being in a good mood.
Yeah. Don't these songs, like, make you think of, like, Proverbs? Like, I feel like I'm hearing, sometimes I'll be like, oh, and Proverbs, no, that's Jackie Hill Perry. Like, that's the ones be like, oh,
so right.
No, that's not.
Chapter 2 verses.
Jackie 2 verses 6. Literally, like, these are like proverbs. They're like, this is wisdom literature. This Jackie's is wisdom raps. Like, they're so good. Yeah, fave?
Antisocial. It's my fave. Because I like to listen to, like, conscious rap.
Yeah.
So, like, secular artists, like, think like Dave.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know, like Wretch 32, think like, I don't know. Yeah, that type of vibe.
Yeah.
That's what I like. But in the Christian world, it's like, I find it really hard to find like rappers that I actually like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to just listen to it just because it's Christian rap. I want to listen to it because I like it as well.
Yeah.
I want to like. I think God cares about what we like. And this song was like, when I heard it for the first time, I was like, oh, this just hits like what my ears like to listen to.
Yeah.
And when in the song, she like talks a lot about different tensions.
Yeah.
There's a line where she says like, it's God said it's not good for a man to be alone, but what has that got to do with me? And like, oh, quite deep. Quite deep. But that
relatable.
That kind of hits to like where my, how my brain thinks. I think sometimes you read things in the Bible, you read things that God says and you're like, that's great, God, but like, that's not relevant to me right now.
Yeah.
And it can be quite a wrestle to read scripture and be like, oh, I'm not there yet, or oh, this isn't aligned with me right now. And I really like how she just makes the wrestle so normal. Like the chorus says, I don't want to be with you, but I do.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, like how can two things be true? And I think for people that aren't Christian, or people that are just exploring faith, like, I think you can look into the Christian faith and be like, oh, I have to be there.
Yeah.
Or, like, I have to, like, really love God and, like, really go to church and really read the Bible. Yeah. But actually, like, there's such a wrestle that we face every single day. It's like, I want to read the Bible, but I also want to watch Netflix.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to go to church, but actually I want to lie in. And it's like, we have those wrestles as well. So I love that she kind of made it normal, but also made it sound nice.
Yeah. I appreciate the sound. I
love that.
Also, we have to shout out because in the, her album before that, our friend Sunday is on one of the songs. So I definitely suggest you go listen to the album before that because
that's
Sunday features and we love him. Our little bread and boy, but seriously, go listen because he adds that. Next, there was a Vogue article that came out about like what's happening. We've seen so many articles come out. We've seen it in the Financial Times, in the Times. Like, people are talking about this big move that's happening with the silent revival, which doesn't sound too silent to me because it's literally mentioned everywhere. It sounds quite loud to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's all over social media, it's all over the news, it's all over everything, and then we're like, it's silent where? Like, I literally see people, I'll walk down the street and hear people yelling about Jesus. I'll literally walk down the street and have see people handing out Bibles. I'm like, so where is this silent? I'm missing the silent part. But I really, it was really cool because as a girl, as someone who loves fashion, who's really interested in what Vogue has to say, for me, the Financial Times, really cool mentioning it. The Times, really cool mentioning it.
Yeah.
Vogue mentioning it? My people have spoken. It's so cool and exciting. So seeing that the Vogue has started talking about it, it's not silent anymore to me. And so there's this article written and they've just mentioned what's happening and a girl gave basically her perspective on her experience with trying church, going into church. Has anyone read the article? What do we think? How are we feeling? I know Lydia has. I see her notes.
It's so good. Oh my gosh. It's so relatable as well. Like, I think, like, just paraphrasing of how she's saying, look, I'm still struggling.
Yeah.
I'm not a great person, but I'm still a Christian. And I think that's how I felt like when I was, like, getting into faith. I thought, like, there was this pressure that I, like, need to be perfect. I need to get everything right. But no. Like, I think walking on this journey with God taught me grace and mercy, if not anything. And even in the last paragraph when she was saying about how Christianity teaches us that life is sacred. And it's just like, no matter where you go, what you do, how you think, or how you do your life, there is no theology greater than Christianity that treats, like, teaches you the sacredness of life. It's just so beautiful, isn't it? It's so beautiful because, like, through that, like, you can love people, honor people. I could truly love my friends. I can truly bear the burdens of my friends and walk with my friends and be joyful with my friends and live life to the fullest.
Yeah.
And I think this article really, really shows that.
Yeah. I would say, I think the girl who's written it is very new to faith. And, like, I'm just really excited for her that she's on her journey. Like, this is written by a new believer. And often we have to be careful that when we read new believers, like, you know, when a new believer starts a podcast a week after becoming a Christian, maybe they don't know the Bible or anything too well yet. But I just love that Vogue is talking about it and it's getting into their ears and their minds. And, like, yes, it may not be written by someone who's been a Christian for like 7 years or but it's a new person's experience in Christianity. And I think for me, what I loved is it opened my eyes to what someone who's maybe on that side of life, like, who's really into new age stuff, who's really into like liberal views and beliefs, what it would look like for them to come into church, and how I can interact with them and how I can learn to love them and invite them into church really well. And then also it shows me, okay, this is what they might not agree with, this is what they might agree with, and how can I then like help lead them towards Jesus and to the truth and the full truth, which I really, really liked about this article. And obviously, like, not all of it is, you don't have to agree with everything she says and you don't have to follow everything she says, but just the fact that they're mentioning church and faith and Christianity in Vogue,
it's good.
It's just, that's light and that's so exciting, and I hope it's just the beginning. Like, imagine if we can get, like, things about Christian fashion in there. Imagine we can get stuff about Christian celebs in there. Like, get stuff in there that's actually truthful and real. And this is just the beginning, is my hope. Because if a revival is happening in the UK, it's going to happen everywhere. And it's going to happen in Vogue. Any other thoughts? Any other thoughts before we move on?
Yeah, I was just going to say, she has written it in such an approachable way. Yeah, so that people that aren't Christian can relate to her and see that you don't have to be perfect to be a Christian. You don't have to sacrifice the way that you live your life. Just follow him and the rest will come. I love that.
That's really fun.
I think for me, I really, like you were saying about her being a new believer, I feel like when you're new to something, there's like this like curiosity and there's this like excitement for it. And when she writes, you can really read that. And I think one of the things that she said that was really interesting to me was like over the course of the year. So like she was going to like different churches and like hanging out with Christians for like a whole year. She was like, over the course of the year, like, I'm paraphrasing, but she basically goes, like, there was no doubt that hanging around all these Christians all the time like had an effect on me. And I think like that just speaks to like the accessibility of like Christianity. And I think something that I've wrestled with a lot recently is like, why do people feel like there's a barrier between them and Jesus? Or like they can't read the Bible, they can't come to church, they can't have a relationship with God. And when I think about Jesus, I think he's the most inclusive ever. The cross is the most accessible thing. And I think reading articles like this, like, almost reminds me, like, yes, it is accessible. Like, Jesus is for everyone and everybody can experience him. Everybody can have a relationship with him. Everybody can go to church and have that experience and, like, just explore their views on Jesus. Like, he's not for a specific person. He died for everyone. And, like, reading this just reminded me, like, wow, Jesus, like, you really care about all of us. Like, every single person, every single belief system, every single background, like, you care about all of us.
Okay, we're next going to move on to our next segment, which is the listeners' dilemmas. So we put on our Ribs and Its Instagram and we asked the girls what dilemmas do they have, and we got a lot
with the dilemmas.
My first one I got was, hey Emma. That's all she said. Hey,
yes,
Emma.
Lee.
I assume what happened here was, you know when you write in your notes app and then you go to like copy and paste it and send it in? Firstly, she thought, maybe I'm called Emma, I'll take it. And then she just didn't copy the rest in. So if you wrote a dilemma thinking I'm Emma, please send us the full thing. Lee. Because you didn't send anything else other than, hey, Emma. Okay.
Oh, really?
So this is just a note to you. We love you and we want you to have your voice said. Okay. The first dilemma. The boy I like is not a Christian. Do I stop? Do I stop?
Do I stop?
Like, do I stop liking him? Do I stop pursuing? Do I just stop liking boys? Do I just stop?
Do I just stop everything?
Should I just stop?
Should I just go home?
Should I stay at home? No, but seriously, she's like, the boy I like is not a Christian. Do I stop? Do I stop liking him? It's my assumption.
I think the fact that she's asking the question.
She knows the answer.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah. It's funny because the next dilemma is dating someone unequally yoked thoughts. Yeah.
Oh.
So I feel like they kind of go together.
Okay.
What do we mean by unequally yoked though?
Yeah.
Well, we talked about it actually when we did the Way Girls podcast. Mm-hmm. We talked about what unequally yoked looks like. It's when a cow carries... They're both carrying the weight of this yoke, which basically goes around their neck, and they both carry it. And when one cow goes down, that means the other one's carrying it for them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we'll have moments where we need to be carrying each other. But this is like you're always breaking your back for the person next to you.
That's good.
But talking about in our faith. So if someone's unequally yoked, it means in our faith, I'm always telling them, hey, read your Bible. Hey, or they don't have a faith at all. Mm. And so I am carrying my faith and then you are weighing me down with the fact that you don't have a faith. So they have a relationship or they fancy someone who is not bringing them up. They're bringing them down.
That's good.
I think the fact that they're even saying someone's unequally yoked with you, like, do you hear the word unequal? Like, you're saying about the person you're with, we are unequal in some way. That's not how a relationship should be. You should, like, in all, like, obviously there might be boys that you fancy and you like rugby and he likes football, or you like doing your hair and he never showers. And that's sometimes what happens with boys. But when we talk about faith and stuff, I'm a bit like, that's the kind of thing you don't want to be unequal on.
Yeah.
Do you have something?
Yeah, I feel like, because I always struggled with, like, is something unequally yoked? And I'd get so paranoid.
Yeah.
And I remember watching this TikTok, which is, like, a really good chapter to help you discern whether something is bearing fruit or not, is basically the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5.
Yeah, that's good.
And so, like, if you know it's producing the fruit of the Spirit, say it. Go and say
it. Wait, do I know them? Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness.
Yeah.
And then there's kindness. And then there's gentleness, self-control.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Wait.
Oh, I think it was the wrong order, but
yeah. But it was there.
It's giving
it was
theology there. Degree.
But yeah, make that as a list and like see, you know, like overall, are those elements of yourself, are they increasing or decreasing? Because you're not gonna date Jesus. He's not gonna be perfect. But overall, are you bearing fruit?
Yeah.
And is it stretching you? It might be uncomfortable, but are you bearing fruit? And then if you're not bearing fruit and you're, where does it say the bad stuff?
Where is it?
Oh, it's like, now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, maybe that's unequally yoked.
Yeah. I think a lot of the time, when you're unequally yoked, in an unequally yoked relationship, often the reason we stay is because they've become an idol to us. And the thought of losing them is greater than the thought of losing our faith. And, like, that won't be the case for everyone.
Yeah.
But if I don't want to let something go, even though I'm clearly think I should because I'm sending a dilemma to a group of girls, it's like, you started idolizing this relationship and you don't want to let it go unless four complete strangers tell you maybe you should?
Yes, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit and... Yes, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit and being unequally yoked. Mm-hmm. But I also see a lot of people that are like, well, I'm still my Bible, I'm still going to church, I'm still thriving in my faith, doesn't really matter. And I would say to that, I've been there. And when I broke up with my ex, who I was like, I'm still going to church, got Christian friends.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I didn't realise how much I was weighed down until I cut them off. And my faith literally skyrocketed from that breakup. It's like, my relationship with Jesus has like never been the same.
Wow.
So I would just also take that as a testament to, even if you can't really see how much they're weighing you down, Jesus wants your relationship with him to be growing all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so you're you could be just staying at the same level when you're with them.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want that for you.
Okay, our next question. Shall I do? Okay. I'm dealing with a couple of ex-friends at church who are practicing envy and gossip towards me. I'm finding it so draining. It's the last thing that I wanted or need. Help
me.
Okay, so she's got some friends who used to be her friends. Okay, she's got ex-friends who are currently practicing envy and gossip. I don't know how you would know people are pressing. We'll just go with gossip because we can't affirm that these people are definitely envying you, because who knows the reason. So I don't want to like encourage you to assume why people are angry or being weird with you, but we'll go with the fact that they're gossiping about you and she's finding it very draining. What advice do we give to her?
Yeah.
You need to tell someone. And by tell someone, I mean, like, who are your small group leaders, your youth leaders, young adult leaders, or pastors? Like, I can't remember where it is, so you guys probably know this, but there's a scripture where Jesus talks about how to deal with like tensions in the church. And it's like, if you have an issue with somebody, you have a one-on-one conversation with that person. If that doesn't work, then you go to a higher authority. If that doesn't work, then you bring other people in. If that doesn't work. And I think, you know, church, I struggle with this too, because I just think church is supposed to be a place of unity. And I think the church is supposed to be different. It's supposed to be set apart. But then there's that tension and that paradox, because yes, the church is set apart, but we're also broken people that will act out of our brokenness and will act out of pain. And so you have like a set apart space, but then actually there's stuff that happens that doesn't feel very set apart. And it's like, how do I reconcile that? And I think first of all, be honest to God about that, because I think God doesn't want you to be fake about how you feel. I think God wants you to be real with the fact that this hurts, and I don't understand why people are talking about me and what's going on. But I also think like sometimes we have to be brave, and we have to have those conversations. And also, some people don't know what they're doing until they're pulled up on it. And like, this is going to sound wild, because it's like, oh, but this hurts. But I feel like we have to give people grace. Like, they might actually not realize that they are gossiping. Like, gossip sounds like a very big, scary word. But when you're doing it, sometimes you just think, oh, I'm just having a conversation, or oh, I'm just annoyed and I'm just voicing how I feel. Actually, maybe speak to them and be like, hey, I've heard you talking about me. Like, what's going on? Can we have a conversation? Like, have I done something? Like, have a conversation about it. And if you can't, then like, bring a pastor in, because I think pastors are supposed to be looking out for like character issues as well. That's kind of their job. So I think, get some other people to help, but also like, that's really tough, and I'm sorry. That sucks.
I do think it says in the Bible to not let the sun go down on a disagreement. And these are, at the end of the day, your sisters. And sometimes our sisters suck. Sometimes siblings do things and you get angry at each other. But we live in the same house. We go to the same church. So we want this house to be a place of peace. And if you've noticed that they're doing something and it's causing you to feel like no peace about it, don't let the sun go down. Like, ask them, hey, can I go for coffee? Show up to coffee with flowers. Show up with like, I'm going to love you like a sister. Even though you haven't been doing that. Show up and then talk to them and be like, hey, I want to start off by just telling you that I think you are great. Like, I see these great qualities in you.
That's good.
I think you are a valuable person in church. I love that you serve in this way. I love that you're like this for your friends. But we used to be friends and now we're not. And I want to bring up something that's been happening that's not of the church, that's not of something we should be behaving as sisters. And I might be one of the sisters that you find annoying and that you think I do things that just annoy you. But as sisters, we can't be gossiping about each other. And I want to tell you, I'm not gossiping about you. But if there's anything you want to admit to me right now, I've shown up, I've brought you flowers, I've told you how much I love you, even though we've had problems. And like, if you don't love this sister right now, if you're like, I don't love this girl I'm gossiping about, before you show up, talk to Jesus, have him show you what he loves about her. Don't show up to this coffee angry. Don't show up to this coffee with grievances, like you're going to attack her and you want the answers and you want her to admit where she's been wrong. Show up in love and joy and kindness, and like, I see that you are God's child, but you aren't acting how he wants you to act towards me right now. And don't be accusatory. Don't be like, you're gossiping about me. Open the floor and let her admit it. And then if she won't, be like, okay, well, this is what I've heard. This is what I've seen. And I want us to be in a good place because we do go to the same church. And so this needs to be sorted. And if we can't sort it together, then we can find a mentor who's on both sides who we can talk to. But this needs to be sorted, because it does. It's like, don't let the sun go down on your grievances. And so also, I feel like the more you don't talk about it, the more you're going to build up a grudge against this person. And the less you're going to see them as God's child. Like, you're going to see them keep gossiping, keep gossiping, keep gossiping. And you're going to build and build and build anger and resentment. And then you might start gossiping because you might want to vent to people. You might start looking at them weirdly at church. You might start, when someone's like, oh, I love this person, you're like, well, I wouldn't like them because do you know what they do to me? Like, you know what I mean? Things can build and then you can end up sinning. I think that's the reason God, Jesus tells us to not let the sun go down, because he knows if we don't deal with this sin, I'll start sinning. Okay, our last one we're going to go into is, I think it's probably not from the same, it's not from the same girls, I'm assuming, but it's the other side of it.
Oh,
I have a friend I love. We trust each other and she is a reliable and fun friend. Only issue is, when we hang out, we always end up in gossip. I sometimes stress that without gossip, she might not find me interesting and think I'm bland and boring with nothing interesting to say. What do I do? How do I become an interesting person without gossip? And how do I build a friendship not on gossip? Help.
I have literally been there.
I've, yeah, guys, same. I actually had a friend last year, not last year.
That's so,
not, I had a friend a few years ago, literally take me to a coffee and be like, I can't be your friend anymore because we gossip. And that was the moment I realized, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize my venting is gossip. Yeah. I literally put a meme thing up on Ribs and Nits the other day that was like, when you realize your venting has turned into gossip.
Yeah.
That was my face when I went for coffee with that girl. And it, that girl helped change my life.
Yeah.
Her realizing we can't be friends because all we do is gossip was the best thing she ever did for me. Like, we could have carried on being friends and we probably would have had so many positive, fun times. But the best thing a friend can do is to end it if it's sour.
Wow.
And it was the most, it was gut-wrenching when she said it. And I was like, oh, I can't believe it. And then I went home and went, no, she's got a point.
And it.
Honestly, I would say I've changed my pattern of speech completely since that conversation. So first thing I would say to this girl, tell your friend, take her for coffee and be like the other girl, take her for coffee, give her flowers, tell her the things you love about her, tell her that she's, you know, she listed at the start that she's reliable and fun, list her, tell her that, and then tell her, girl, we're gossips, we need to stop, and then find like a plan. And if she stops being your friend because she doesn't want to gossip with you anymore, you're not friends. You're just gossip machines.
Yeah.
You're a rumor mill.
Gossip machines.
Yeah, gutter machines. Yeah. Anyone else got advice?
Gossip
then you've
girl,
gone through it as well.
Gossip girl, but in real life. This happened to me like 3 years ago or something. I was hanging out with a group of friends. It was like three of us, including me, so four. And I was the only Christian. And this was when, like me and God are, like, good. Like, well, I'm on my relationship with God. I'm reading the Bible. I'm in small group. I'm in community. And, like, great. And I remember we all hung out. And we hadn't hung out in, like, a year. And I came home and I was, like, feeling so down. Like, I don't want to say depressed. Yeah. I think that's such a, like, heavy loaded word. But there was something off. And I could feel it. And then I woke up the next day and I was like, no, something is off. Like, I feel so sad. Like, I was even talking to my mum. My mum was like, are you okay? And I just couldn't understand what happened. And then my mum was like, okay, let's replay the last few days. What have you done that was different? And I was like, oh, I met up with my girls. And my mum was like, oh, what did you guys talk about? And I was like, oh. Because I feel like the whole time we were together, like, all we did was just talk about people. And my mum was like, that's it. She's like, that's it right there. And I didn't realise, like, how gossip grieves me, like it actually grieves me. And so, like, I spoke to that friend, and this was not the first time we'd been together and, like, just gossiped. Every time we'd hung out, it'd been like that. And I just felt like, no, I can't, I actually cannot keep this friendship in my life, because if I can gossip with you, then I can gossip with anyone. And also, if this person is gossiping to me about other people, what are they saying about me to other people as
Isn't that the truth?
So it just made me think, okay, do I want to be somebody that has this character? Like, do I want to be around this person? So I kind of just end the friendship. And like, we, and she said something to me that, like, really, like, almost changed my life. She was like, but it takes two to tango. Like, you can't just put the blame on me.
It does.
And I was like to her, you know what, like, I own up to it. And ever since then, I've really tried my best to be someone that encourages. Like, I want to be known for being somebody that encourages about other people. Like, even if you're telling me something about someone, I want to respond back and try and see the benefit of the doubt, or, like, see the goodness in that person, or seek grace and seek understanding. So I think for whoever this person is, I think, first of all, like, if this is a repeated pattern, I think you can forgive one time. But if it's repeated, I think you have to make a decision, like, do I want to keep this relationship in my life? But also, like, be challenged. Like, okay, cool, what kind of person do I want to be? Like, do I want to be somebody that other people know is a gossip, or do I want to be somebody that people know as well? She's so encouraging. She speaks so highly of people, because that's Jesus. Like, that is the Jesus thing, is to be an encourager and to spot gold in people.
And she said, how can I be more interesting and stuff like that? You are enough.
Exactly.
You're fine. Like, if have hobbies, read your Bible. Like, literally, the Bible tells us all scriptures is good, God breathed, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training.
That's right.
So if you know your scripture, you know how to be a good friend, because you can teach, you can rebuke, you can correct, and you can train your friends up. And you can be that friend who's reliable. And what you're saying, you know, is right, because you know the Bible and you know it
like it's your friend. Like, if you know the words, I know, quote, we've got quotes from Jackie Hill's new album. That's because we've listened and we've cared about it and we want to know it and it's interesting to us. Have the Bible be interesting to you. Get a good new, like, there'll be a, you know, on the Bible app, the Bible plans. Do one on gossip. That's right. Do one on interesting things. Find out things you're interested in. Read more books. Like, read every Christian book in the world. Like,
yeah.
Like, have interests and hobbies and then you will be interesting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But I think you're probably fine on your own. Like, you don't need this. I'm sure you've got other friendships that aren't turning into gossip. We're pausing this podcast to remind you to like and subscribe wherever you're watching or listening. Remember, we're on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. So make sure you're following along. So we're going to go into the things that we're loving right now. So that could be TV shows, that could be influencers. We'll start off with, who are the influencers you guys are loving right now? Any Christian influencers you love?
Still just Emmy Moore. Now she's married as well.
Their YouTube channel is so good.
Yeah,
the cinematic. Channel. Oh, it's
that one
beautiful.
Where they're like running through the color grade. I said, guys, stop.
Lord, so if it's good. Not like that, I don't want it.
If it's not color graded, I don't want it.
If he can't color grade, take him away, Lord. Take him away. You heard it here first. Anyway, anyone else?
Do you know the podcast, The Leader's Cut, Preston Morrison? He's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, he is so good. Like, he is so practical, knows the Bible, and so applicable. They're lengthy, though. They're like an hour and 14 minutes, but...
That's a commute.
Yeah. It's a commute. It's fine. It's so good. I love it.
Mine is Melon Hagos. That's our friend. Yes, she Melon. Is just... Everything she posts is so cute. She is so beautiful. The Lord, I don't know what he put in her cup, but it's too gorgeous.
Words.
But she just... Everything she posted, positive and lighthearted, and it makes me just leave that post feeling a little bit more joyful. Aww. I think she just is joy in a girl. And then my other people are Sarah Joy. She's American. She's amazing. She is just literally joyful. She is her name. The other one is Love Note to Jesus. Again, she's like a bit like Sarah Joy's vibe of posting. Those girls just all post positive and uplifting stuff. And I think a big thing, a good thing to do is unfollow people who are making you feel negative or compare yourself to them. Or who make you feel like you're not enough, and follow girls who point you to Jesus and make you feel joyful at the end of their video. Because like Melon, for instance, I could look at her and be like, she is so beautiful. That makes me feel self-conscious about myself. But the way she's posting is the stuff is encouraging you not to look at that, but to look at Jesus at the end of it. She's like, I'm beautiful. Yeah, I dress well. Yeah, I look cool. But in this video, I'm not making you look at me. I'm making you look at Jesus. And I really like that. So those are the kind of girls I love. Wow. You got anyone?
I've got my favorite pod, which is a podcast called Mature Me. And it's by Rich Wilkerson Jr. He's a pastor in the US, a pastor of this church called Vue. And this podcast is my favorite because I love leadership. And I just love like learning from people that are just older than me and just have more experience. Yeah. But they did an episode this week about singleness. Ooh. And they had one of the pastors in their church, Manushka Charles. And she's like... She preached a sermon called Singleness is a Piece of Cake. And it's about like how singleness is layered, like cakes have layers, but also like singleness is a slice of the cake. If the cake is your life, then like your relationship status is like only a slice of it. And if you focus on the slice, then you miss out on like the whole cake and like all that God has for you.
That's
and
good.
The conversation was just so good, like so relatable. Like if you're single, if you're married, if you're in a relationship, whatever, like you can take something from it. And I just love that podcast. It's equipping, it's uplifting, it's like challenging, but it's also so encouraging. And like it affirms where you are now, but also gives you hope for like where you can be, like in your relationship with God. Like I just feel like everyone needs to listen to it.
I actually heard the one with Abby Gamboa.
Oh,
really
that episode
good.
Was so good.
Really cool. Like she literally talks about how it was prophesied over her when she was a child that she would take part in worship that was all about like what's it called? Like in the moment worship.
Like spontaneous.
She would be one of the people who leads a movement of spontaneous worship. And then look at what's happening.
Yeah.
Like seriously, that's so crazy. Good. Okay. Have we got any music recommendations for people? I'll go first. If you love Givian, or you say Givian.
God,
say,
I'm scared. Is it Givian?
We don't know. I say Givian too.
SL.
if you like that kind of music, you will love Oche. Again, I don't know if that's how you say his name. His songs Rain, Perfect, and Hold My Heart. Oh, guys, they're so good. I literally just put them on and I'm in a good mood. They make me feel things. They just wake me up. I'm like, I'm here. And then I also love Emmanuel Zaymar, his song Pure. The other day we were literally talking about purity and like how we like follow Jesus well, and I was like, listen to this song. They are so good. Both guys just, they clearly know Jesus, are spending time in the secret place and then writing about it. I love it. You got anyone, Tiggs?
I was gonna say Jonathan McReynolds, and he does this song called Cycles, and I can't stop listening to it.
Oh, it's, I know. Going in cycles. Is that it?
Yeah, it's that big church. And I discovered him at big church, and I was like, he's amazing.
It's my best friend Hannah's favourite song.
Yeah. Oh, it's that literally, I keep listening to it. Oh my God. And the other artist is Jonathan Helzer.
Yes.
And again, at big church, I love Jonathan. Yeah. At big church, I actually just discovered so many new artists, and I love that Jonathan Helzer, he just focuses on being the beloved and just having intimacy with him, and that he is just a good father that loves us and he just wants relationship with us.
Yeah.
So.
Any last ones?
If you like folk and like, Christian folk, Lena Jade. Did a song called Man of Sorrows.
Oh, I know the song.
It's
really good.
So good. Like, yeah, if you feel like you want to have something a bit mellow, calm, listening to the rain, with the rain in the background.
On the bus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lena Jade. She's pretty good.
That's so good. Has anyone got anything else that you wanted to say?
I would say, guys, I love Elevation Rhythm. They got this song called Washed. Oh, it's so good.
How does that go?
It's like, you took away my shame and you nailed it to the cross. Like, hallelujah, here I come. It's so like upbeat.
Oh, you took away my shame and you nailed it to the cross.
I know,
it's
so good.
I just feel like the music is just so like energetic. Yeah. It's so joyful.
Yeah.
Like, I love like reflective and like deep songs, but I also love like the joy that comes out. And it's like, I'm like, oh yeah, you did take away my shit. Like, sometimes you forget and then you just remember and you're like, no, it's so true. Like,
I feel like when we get old and I want to show the kid, like the kids, my kids and my grandkids, what it felt like to be young in this season and like alive for Jesus, I will literally just play them the songs. And like, this is, they kind of encapsulate how it feels to be a young Christian right now as Gen Z.
Agreed.
Like, it feels like they are expressing how I feel inside. Yeah. Okay, well, that's the things we're loving right now. And that is the end of our podcast. Guys, this has been so sweet. Thank you so much for coming on the Life Group. If you guys have any more listener dilemmas that you want to send in, they are in our bio on Instagram. So please do send your dilemmas for our next episode. And if you've got any suggestions of things you've been listening to, watching, who's in your suggestions for who you would have on the Celeb Traitors, let us know. But yeah, it's been so much fun. Yeah. You girls are the most fun. I love hanging out with you girls. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming on the Life Group.
Yes, girls.
And thank you guys for watching. We love having you on the Life Group, and we'll see you next time.